Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on Emmanuel, E-M-M-A-N-U-E-L, Sanchez. Emmanuel Sanchez is a 46-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on two occasions. Period. These both involved a fall on 8-8-19 and 12-14-19. Period. The first time he injured his right knee and the second time his left heel. Period. He went to Inspira urgent care afterwards. Period. Had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn meniscus. Treated surgically. Period. He also broke a bone in his heel. Period. He had a second meniscal surgery also. Period. He relates during physical therapy he had aspiration of his left knee along and visco supplementation. Period. He saw the workers' compensation doctor and then his private physician. Period. He's no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per his first claim petition, Mr. Sanchez alleged he fell down steps on 8-8-19, injuring his right leg. Period. His second claim petition alleges injury to his left foot and ankle, including tear of the Achilles tendon, surgically repaired, but did not indicate a mechanism of injury. Period. New paragraph. Medical records show Ms. Sanchez was seen at Inspira Urgent Care on 8-8-19, complaining of right knee pain at a 10/10 level. Period. He was already taking clonazepam, Effexor, Klonopin, and Lexapro. Period. He was diagnosed with a right knee sprain, initiated on conservative care. Period. X-rays were also done. Period. He followed up over the next few weeks and remained symptomatic. Period. He had a right knee MRI on 8/26/19 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up at Inspira through 8/29/19. Period. He was instructed to continue wearing a knee brace. Period. In paragraph, he presented to Inspira Urgent Care on 12/14/19, parentheses, after receiving treatment that will soon be described orthopedically. He stated he slipped and fell down some steps today, feeling pain in his left foot and ankle. Period. Remained on the same medications as before. Period. He had a history also of anxiety, asthma, right wrist contusion, lumbar sprain, and right knee sprain. Period. He was thought to have a tarsal fracture. Scratch that. A left calcaneus fracture, which a short leg cast molded was applied. Period. On 12/30/19, he underwent an MRI of the left ankle to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. This will be inserted chronologically where it belongs. Period. On 9/17/19, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. McAlpin regarding the right knee. Period. He offered diagnosis of complex tear of the medial meniscus, for which surgery was indicated. Period. On 10/1/19, Dr. McAlpin performed right knee surgery to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Sanchez followed up post operatively through 12/10/19 period. At that juncture, he was cleared for regular work duties without restrictions at maximum medical improvement period. New paragraph. However, on 12/20/19, he was seen by Dr. De Venera, who works in the same practice, for left ankle pain. Appeared Mr. Sanchez related. On 12/14/19, he slipped down the steps and was seen in Spirit Urgent Care. Period x-rays taken and was placed in a non-weight-bearing status and a splint. Period. Dr. De Venero diagnosed a left Achilles tendon strain and placed him in a high-tide cam walker. Period MRI of the ankle was ordered. Period this was done on 12/30/19, as noted above. Period on 1/3/20, Dr. De Venero reviewed these results with the petitioner. Period. He noted the Achilles tendon, for the most part, was intact. Period. He does have a large enthesophyte and significant retrocalcaneal bursitis. Period. He recommended a conservative approach with physical therapy, as well as sedentary duty. Period. On 1/30/20, Dr. De Venera did surgery to be inserted here. Period. X-rays of the left ankle had been done on 8/11/20 through Dr. De Venera and will be inserted in their appropriate location. Period. Mr. Sanchez followed up with Dr. De Venera postoperatively and participated in physical therapy. Period. As of the last visit on 12/12/21, when he scratched that, 2/12/21, when he's 2/12/21, we saw Dr. McAlpin again. He recommended a corticosteroid injection. Period. He wrote there was post-traumatic osteoarthritis of the right knee and felt his current activities have temporarily increased the posterior medial arthritis that was found at the time of his original injury. Period. At his last visit with Dr. De Venera on 10/28/20, he was released back to full unrestricted duty at maximum medical improvement. Period. He saw Dr. De Venera again on 10/28/20. Which is a partial report. Period. He then was seen by Dr. McAlpin on 2/12/21 for a need for treatment evaluation relative to the right knee. Period. He had previously been seen in follow-up and was to return to the office in 3 weeks for a possible maximum medical improvement. Period. However, the patient never returned. Period. He denied any new injury or treatment to the right knee, but the pain returned about a month and a half ago. Period. He has pain with stairs and getting up from a seated position. Period. He is unable to kneel on the knee. Period. He is currently working full duty for Archetto, Archetto, construction as a carpenter. Period. His arthroscopic pictures were reviewed. Period. It was then Dr. McAlpin opined his current activities have temporarily increased the posterior medial arthritis that was found at the time of his original injury. Period. His comments on 2/12/21 are similar to those just described. Period. Physical exam. extremities. Lower inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right knee. There was a healed open surgical scar about the left Achilles, which was thicker than the right. Here there was a suggestion of swelling about the left knee, but no atrophy or effusions. Period. The Achilles tendon scar measured 2.25 inches in length. Period. There were abrasions adjacent to it that he attributed to manually scratching. Period. Motion of both knees was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He was tender to palpation at the right knee's lateral joint line, but there was none on the left. Period. He did not have any tenderness about the left ankle or foot. Period. Knees normal, feet and ankles normal. Lumbosacral, he changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 75 degrees. Otherwise, this is the normal macro impressions. Emmanuel Sanchez injured his right knee at work when he fell on 8/8/19. Period, he had a brief course of conservative treatment. Period, MRI, the knee was done, followed by surgery to be inserted here. Period, he did well afterwards and was cleared to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period, however, shortly thereafter, on 12/14/19, he claims to have fallen again. Period, this time he injured his left foot and ankle. Period, he had conservative care initially with immobilization. Period, MRI of the left ankle was done on 12/30/19 to be inserted here. Period, he was taken to the operating room by Dr. DiVenero on 1/30/20 to be inserted here. Period, he had physical therapy post-operatively. Period, his progress was monitored by both Dr. DiVenero and Dr. McKelpin through 2/12/21. Period, new paragraph, the current examination found there to be full range of motion of both knees with crepitus. Period, provocative maneuvers there were negative. Period, he had full range of motion of both ankles, where provocative maneuvers were also negative. Period, he ambulated with a physiologic gait and did not utilize a handheld assisted device for ambulation. Period, he was able to walk in his heels and toes without difficulty. Period. There was some thickening of the left Achilles tendon, but no atrophy or effusions. Period, there was mild swelling of both the left ankle and borderline atrophy of the right thigh. Of the left ankle. Period. New paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot. Period, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the right knee. Period. Interestingly, Mr. Sanchez's symptoms recurred after he had returned to the workforce doing construction at another employer. Period. He reports continuing to work for Vineland Construction since March 2021. Period. He is a maintenance technician and maintains the list of properties. Period. And that is the end. Scratch that. He states, after working at Tower Hospitality / Days Inn, he worked for Archetto Construction. Period. And that is the end.